Good evening. Welcome to Fellowship Live, Wednesday Night Live. It's good to be back with you again tonight. Looking forward to spending a few minutes in the Word of God with you here tonight. Before we get started, as always, we'll go to the Lord in word of prayer. And even before we do that, I'll go ahead and ask you to share the video tonight. In order for us to invite our friends to church, it'll be a good time to reach down and hit that share button. I want to thank you for the way that you've been corresponding with us and our comments and messaging with us here at church, and also sharing the live feeds. Again, tonight, as we get ready to go to the Lord in word of prayer, I ask you if you have a prayer request that you would like for us to be praying about, you're welcome to leave it here in the comments section on the video right now, or you're able also to message us, and then we can see that prayer request and also help you pray for that request. We have a lot of needs in our church right now. If I begin to try to name all of the needs, I would forget someone, and I truly don't want to offend anyone, truly don't want anyone to feel left out. God knows every need, and I trust that we're all praying for these needs and asking God to bless in those needs. I do want to say what a success Sunday was in order to be back in the house of the Lord together. And again, we'll kind of follow some of the same guidelines this Sunday as we come back to church, again here in the sanctuary. But what a wonderful time we had here together in the sanctuary this past Sunday morning. I ask you to begin to pray about the service. Let's, as a church, let's come, be ready to worship the Lord, be ready to give God honor, glory, and praise, and ask God to send someone that's lost our way, that the Holy Spirit may fall in this place, that they may realize that they're a sinner and that Jesus Christ loved them enough to give his life for them, and that they may receive Christ before it's everlasting too late. If you want to take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Peter chapter number 1 tonight, that's where we'll begin taking our reading from. I'm going to reference a couple of other scriptures tonight, and I don't know if we'll actually turn to them or not. I've got them written down here in my notes, but we will reference a couple of other scriptures tonight. If you want to get your Bible or get your phone, your iPad, whatever you like to use as we to follow along as we preach, go ahead and do that. But at this time, if you would, I ask you if you would to bow your head and pray with me and pray for me as we get into God's Word tonight. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings, how good it is to be back tonight, God, and also to have the opportunity to share through technology with my church family, God. God, I pray that where each and every one are tonight, I pray that you'll be with them. I pray that you'll touch them, God. I know that there's some in the hospitals. There's some that's received bad news in the last few weeks, God, and I pray that you'll be with them, comfort them, let them know that you're there with them. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help us as a church to be the church that you would be pleased with. Help us to get our lives and to keep our lives in good fellowship with you, that when we come into this place that we're able to worship you and that your Spirit is able to work in our church. God, I pray most of all that you'll make us a place right here in this community where sinners can come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God, we want to thank you. We want to praise you for all that you do. But God, we also want to recognize that there's a lot of hurt in our nation tonight. God, there's a lot of things going on with different things. God, you know all of those needs, and I pray that you'll touch in each and every one of those situations. I pray that you'll put hands of safety on people, God. I pray that you'll put peace in people's hearts, and I pray that you'll comfort where that comfort is needed. God, you are the only one that can satisfy our longing souls. You are the only one that can help in this situation. And God, may we look to you, and God, may we trust you in every aspect of our lives. God, I pray as we get into the Word tonight, I pray that you'll just clear our minds, clear our hearts. God, help us to enjoy this time of refuge and listen for that still small voice to speak to our hearts and our lives. And God, may we always give you glory with our lives and point someone to the cross of Christ. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, tonight we're going to be in 1 Peter. We're going to begin reading with verse number 17. And I may be a little bit scattered tonight. I don't know. I had a thought on my mind ever since Sunday when we left church, and I've been looking at these scriptures throughout the week and been studying to preach this message. And I ask, if you will, just to be much in prayer for us, and if I seem scattered, or I may end up not really even doing nothing but going over some scriptures with you tonight, but whatever God wants from this, I trust that we'll just take a few minutes and just spend with God tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1, let's begin reading with verse number 17. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, let me just say amen right there, without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Verse number 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm going to stop reading right here in 1 Peter tonight with verse number 19. And as we begin reading in verse number 17, and again, as we see that without respect of persons, I want you to know that the topic that we're talking about tonight is for everyone. The topic that we're talking tonight, it has no limits. There is not a salary cap. There's not a race. There's not anything that the topic that we're going to talk about tonight does not go direct out to. And as we begin to read, and as we continue reading in verse number 17 and verse number 18, as we see, as it says for in verse number 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed, that you were not reclaimed with corruptible things, that there's nothing in this world that could redeem you, that could reclaim you, that could put you in the spot that you needed to be with Christ. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, listen to this, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Tonight, for just a few minutes, if I could, I want to share just a couple of scriptures with you about the blood of Jesus Christ. As we look tonight, I know that in the day and the time that we live in, it almost seems that when you come to church, that people don't want to hear preaching about hell, or they don't want to hear preaching about the blood. But I want you to know tonight that just as sure as heaven is real, that there's a hell that's real. So I think it is very important that we preach on hell from time to time. But also, as we are here tonight, and as we're going to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, and this thought has been on my mind since Sunday as we had a blood drive here at the church tonight, and there were people that came out and have given blood today, that the thought of blood has been on my mind. And you know, there's a lot of people that would say, well, you're just going to preach a slaughterhouse religion. But I want you to know something, that without the blood of Jesus Christ, we have nothing but religion. But with the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, we have power through His blood. And verse number 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. As I began to think about that and began to look through my Bible this week and to look at different scriptures about the blood of Jesus Christ, I want to share just a couple of scriptures with you tonight. That may be all that we do is read these scriptures. I don't know. I'm going to do my best to mind the Lord as we get into this. But in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 7, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now we know that God's grace has no bounds on it. And I'm glad tonight as I look and I look at the blood of Jesus Christ, it says, in whom you have redemption through His blood. I'm glad that I didn't have to work out for my redemption. I'm glad that I didn't have to have works for my redemption. That I didn't have to have a certain financial status for my redemption. I didn't have to have a certain last name. I didn't have to have a certain status here in this world. But it is all because of the blood of Jesus Christ that I have redemption tonight in my life. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. His grace without bounds, His mercy without bounds, and His blood without bounds. It covers my sins. It washes my sins away. I have redemption of my sins through His blood. Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 12, the Bible says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I had no way that I could come to the Father. There's no way, but it says, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. As I read that, I couldn't help but think about the message we preached a couple of weeks ago when we worked in and out of the light and we were in darkness. But I'm glad tonight that He has delivered us from the power of darkness. If you're living in darkness tonight and you've been saved by Jesus Christ, you are choosing to live in that power of that darkness. Darkness no longer has power over you because of Jesus Christ, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us. Beam me up, Scotty, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, and whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I'm glad that God didn't just use the blood of His Son to reclaim me, to redeem me, to bring me back to Him, but He also forgave me of my sins. Look what it says again, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of my sins. I no longer have to have shame or guilt because of my sin. I no longer have to have accountability because of my sin. When I stand before Jesus Christ, when I stand before God in the judgment, as the Bible tells us, that I won't have to stand accountable of my sins because my sins have been forgiven. They've been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. He redeemed me, yes. He reclaimed me, yes. But he washed away my sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter number 2. Verse number 12, that at that time ye were without Christ. Do you remember a time that ye were without Christ? Do you remember that time? He says, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, you had no promise at all because ye were without Christ. Having no hope in that time that we were without Christ, in that time that we were aliens, in that time that we were strangers from the covenants, that we had no hope and without God in the world. Verse number 13, but now in Christ Jesus, who ye sometimes were far off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'm glad that the blood of Christ, it draws me nigh unto God, that it made that redemption, that it reclaimed me, and that it also draws me nigh to God. That there are many times that my life, I should be in a place that I'm far away from God. I should be in a place that God doesn't recognize who I am. But I'm glad that when he looks at me, that he doesn't see me for me, but he sees me because of the blood of his darling son that was applied to my life at the age of 7. And I want you to know that he has been sufficient since the day that I was 7. That blood that forgave me of my sins, that redeemed me, that reclaimed me, that also it has drawn me nigh unto God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I have a hope. Now I have a God in this world. Now I have covenants with the promise. I have the same promises that they were having that God has given us in his word. But without Christ, I don't have those promises. Without Christ, I don't have that hope. But I'm glad that the blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed me, reclaimed me. And now in verse 13 again, it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad there's something that can draw me close. I'm glad there's something that draws me, and it is the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to know tonight here in 2020, as it seems like the year has started off rough. Actually, the year started off wonderful. The year started off great, and it seemed like everything was going good. And then we've had a couple of bumps along the way, and now it seems like, man, 2020, it just would be best if it would just go on and get out of the way. But I want you to know something, that even when life seems bumpy, when it seems like life don't seem fair, when it seems like life is unsure, I want to tell you something that's sure tonight, and that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. That the blood of Jesus Christ still saves tonight, just as it did when Jesus shed his blood, just as it did 40 years ago, just as it did during the great revivals that we've all heard about. That tonight, as I stand here in front of you, that the blood of Jesus Christ is just as powerful tonight as it has ever been. It will never lose its power. I'm thankful tonight for the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ that draws me nigh. As I began to think about the blood drive this week, as I began to think about the blood of Jesus Christ, I couldn't help but just go on to Google and just search, why give blood? I just couldn't help but just go on there and just put, why would you give blood? And we know there are many reasons for that, and there are probably some professionals across the hall here that could come over and explain this much better than I can, but I'm going to give you the dumb old preacher version of this. I'm going to give you my version of this, or actually, as I looked on the website today, actually, I just happened to pull up the World Health Organization. As I typed in, why give blood, the first thing that they said on their site was, blood saves lives. Amen and amen. Blood saves lives, not only here on this earth, but also through all eternity. The blood of Jesus Christ will save lives. I can't help but think of being here in church just a few months back, maybe a year or so ago, and I can remember as I got ready to preach one Sunday morning, the choir just had come down, the choir just had been seated, and everything was kind of quiet, and then there's a dear friend of mine who has gone on to be with the Lord already, Preacher Fall, he just hollered out in the middle of service, and he said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And that is so true. As I look at myself tonight, and knowing that there is guilt in my life, that there is sin that happens in my life, that if it was not for the blood of Jesus Christ, that I would have shame and guilt in my life, and that without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness of that sin. There would be no remission of that sin. And the Bible also tells me that no sin will enter into heaven. So what that tells me, by putting the two together is that if I am a sinner and that no sin will enter into heaven, that without the blood of Jesus Christ, there's no way that I could go to heaven. The only way for me to escape hell and be able to go to heaven is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing else that I can do. There's nothing else. There's no other way to go to heaven except through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight, as I was 7 years old and I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins, as I realized that I was a sinner, as I realized that if I stood before God with sin in my life, that I would not escape hell and I would not be able to go to heaven, and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and forgive me of my sins, that the blood of Jesus Christ washed my sins away, and now when I stand before God, it will be a completely different story than what my life has really been. My life has been full of failures. My life has been full of mistakes. My life has been full of uh-ohs. My life has been full of times that I fell short of the glory of God. But when I stand before God, my name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the blood will say that I am covered. The blood will say that my uh-ohs are washed away. The blood will say that my mistakes are gone. The blood will say that my sin that I chose from time to time in my life has been washed away. And I will stand before God, and God will see nothing but the blood of my life. And I'm so thankful for the blood. Blood saves lives, but also not only through eternity, but I want you to know that that blood that was applied to my life has done so much for my life here. Now, I've been so richly blessed because of the blood of Jesus Christ. See, I was born up here in Cana. I'm a nobody. Nobody really knows who I am, and that's okay. My name will never be on a sign. My name will never be in lights. My name will never really be known all of that much, but I want you to know something, that even though I'm born to Dwight Seacrest and Teresa Seacrest that live in Mount Airy, and we're not a popular people. A lot of people don't know anything about us, but I want to tell you the other side of me. I want to tell you something else about me. I want you to know that tonight as I stand here, because of the blood that was applied to my life, that tonight as I stand here, I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That tonight as I stand here, my Father owns everything because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that has promised to never leave me, never forsake me, that he'd go with me all the way even unto the end of the world. And when it comes my time to die, when it comes my time to leave this world, I won't do it alone because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood saves lives. Why else should I give blood? Well, the World Health Organization also said because that blood can be used to treat sickness. Amen. That blood can be used to treat sickness. And can I tell you, as we look across this world and as we all know the different sicknesses that there are, as we even have loved ones and family that are dealing with sickness tonight, as we know there's been some that have just terrible news over the past few months of sickness that is in their life, still that sickness is nothing compared to sin sickness. That sickness is nothing compared to the outcome that sin would give in our lives, because that outcome that sin gives is an eternal outcome. But as we stand here tonight and we look and we say, we know that there are certain sicknesses that blood can treat, that good blood can treat, that blood that may have antibodies in it or blood that may have certain cells in it. Here again, I'm trying to explain something I don't know anything about. But we know that blood can treat sickness. I want you to know that there is a blood that treats sin sickness, that there is a blood, and that blood is the blood that was shed for me on Calvary. That blood is the blood that was shed for you on Calvary. And just as we read a long time ago in 1 Peter chapter number 1, and where they was talking about without respect of persons, that I want you to know that that blood was shed for anyone and anybody that would take it. That blood was shed for anybody that would claim it. That blood was shed for anybody that would receive it. That blood was said for whosoever will is who that blood was shed for. And that blood treats sickness. It treats a sickness that may not be able to be seen from the outside, that may not be able to be diagnosed by a doctor, but each and every one of us, because of our nature, sin comes into our life, but the blood of Jesus Christ will treat that sin sickness. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only cure for sin sickness. Man, I've known people that, as Kirk was talking about in our Monday manna, if you got to watch it, if you didn't, go back and check that out. As Kirk was talking about how people were bad dudes, how they had all of this other just we would think of as just terrible sin in their life. And when they come to know Jesus Christ, it's amazing to watch God change their life. It's amazing what the change that God can make in their life. But it's also amazing tonight if you're just a good old person, but you've never been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to know what the difference is that the blood can make in your life. What the difference is that the blood being applied to your life, it will change your whole eternity. It will change your whole life if you just trust Jesus Christ and ask Him to apply that blood to your life and forgive you of your sins. It's the only thing that treats sin sickness. In closing tonight, I also read in the World Health Organization that the blood is used to assist in traumas. Amen. I didn't ever think I'd preach from the World Health Organization. Can't say all that too quick. But it assists in trauma. As people are out here and traumatic things happen in their life, as they're out here and accidents happen that they never knew was going, something happens in their life and it was just completely out of nowhere and they had no idea that it was coming. But because someone was willing to go give blood, there is a supply there for them. Well, I want you to know something. There's been many times that I have seen in people's life that traumatic things happen in their life, that things come along that nobody ever saw coming, that things come along that seem so unfair, that seem so troublesome. But I want you to know something, that the blood of Jesus Christ also helps with trauma. I don't know what you may be going through tonight. I don't know what kind of trouble may be in your life. I don't know what kind of distress there may be. As we look across our nation, there's all kinds of hurt. There's all kinds of trouble. There's all kinds of trauma going on. And I'm not talking about physical. It's more than that. It's a spiritual trauma that's happening. And what I want you to know tonight is the blood of Jesus Christ is the only cure for that. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only help for that. It's not whether how we see one another, but it is how we see God. And if we would all see God the way that God is to be seen, and we had the relationship with God that we're supposed to have, all of these things that are going on would cure themselves because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But whatever you may be going through tonight, I want you to know that the Bible even tells us that our God is a very present help in time of trouble. Maybe you've tried everything else. Maybe you've tried some of the things that the world has to offer. Maybe you've tried some things that even the medical field has to offer. Why don't you try Jesus? Why don't you give your life to Him? Why don't you trust Him? Why don't you allow that blood to be applied to your life? And let's see what that'll do for your trauma. I can promise you this, and I can assure you this on the authority of God's Word. If all of your troubles don't go away, and they won't, you will have somebody to hold you through that trouble, to comfort you through that trouble. And there will come a time when it's settled in your heart and when it's settled in your mind that you can come to the place where you can say, even if this trouble on this earth overtakes me, even if this trouble takes me out of this earth, I'm a winner either way, because whether I go or whether I stay, I know that Jesus is on my side. And if I leave this world, I'm going to be in the presence of an almighty God. One last thing. You never know. Why should I give blood? Or why should I pay attention to the blood? Because blood saves lives. It treats sickness. It assists in trauma. Last of all, you should trust the blood, because you'll never know when you'll be the next one who needs it. As we all go out day to day, we're going to talk about physical blood for just one second. We never know when we might be the one that has the accident. We never know when we might be the one that has the call from the doctor that, hey, a blood transfusion would help you, that this would help. Or you never know when you might be the next one that needs blood. So it's important that we pay attention to that. But let me talk to you just a minute spiritually. None of us have a promise of tomorrow. None of us know what tomorrow holds for us. We don't know when we leave home each and every day whether we're going to return home. We don't know when we get in our car whether we're going to make it to the destination that we were going to or not. We have no idea. Let me tell you this, as we stand before God, if we leave this world, you'll never know if you might be the next one that the blood of Jesus Christ is required of you. You'll never know If you're going to be the next one that stands before God, and I'm not trying to scare you, I'm not trying to tell you something that's a figment of my imagination, but each and every one of us knows someone at some time in our life that we said, bye, I'll see you later, and later has not come yet, that they left this world. And I want you to know that each and every one of us, we need to take that into our minds. We need to take that into account in our lives and see what we have done with the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that there's power there. If you're listening tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you don't know if you might be the next one that stands in front of God. When you stand before God, nothing else is going to matter. It's not going to matter, again, about your status, your finances, the job you had, the clothes you wore, the friends you hung out with. None of that's going to matter. Let me tell you what's going to matter. Whether or not the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life. Well, preacher, I don't really know what you're talking about. Well, it's like this. There come a time in my life when I realized that there was sin in my life, that I was a sinner, that I was not perfect, and that I couldn't go to heaven in the way that my life was. And I admitted to God that I couldn't go to heaven in the shape that I was in, and I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. And no, it wasn't a physical blood that come down out of the sky and drenched my head. It wasn't that somebody bopped me across the forehead and said some magic words. It wasn't none of that. It was the fact that in my heart that the blood of Jesus Christ was applied to me and that my sins were forgiven. And by that, I found redemption, even the forgiveness of my sins. Will you bow your head with me tonight for just a moment? As we all take into account of the blood that was given for us there on the cross of Calvary, let me ask you tonight, what have you done with the blood? You may say, preacher, I've been saved. Thank God the blood's been applied. Hallelujah. That's awesome and that's wonderful. I'm so thankful for you. You might be saying, preacher, I know that I've been saved, but I've taken the blood for granted, the power of the blood, what the blood did for me. If you just want to be honest about it, I'm not walking where I should be right now, and I am abusing the blood that's been applied to my life. Or maybe you're saying, preacher, I've never been saved. I've never asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins. I've not had the blood applied to my life. There is no time like right now. If you need to praise God for the blood, praise Him. If you need to back up and say, God, forgive me for abusing the blood, right now is the time to ask Him. Or if you need to say, God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask You to forgive me of my sins and apply Your blood to my life, right now is the time. We never know when we might stand before God and what we have done with the blood be required of us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all Your many blessings. God, thank You for the scripture that You've allowed us to share tonight. Thank You for what it means to me. God, I want to thank You for the power that's in the blood. God, I want to say I'm sorry for there being times in my life that I've abused the blood, that there have been times that I've taken the blood for granted. But God, I do want to thank You for the day that I realized that I had sin in my life and I needed forgiveness of that. And God, You've held up Your part and You forgave me of my sins. You applied Your blood to my life. And God, You've been the dearest friend that I've ever needed. And God, I want to thank You and praise You for that. God, I pray, dear Father, as we continue throughout this week and throughout our days, that You'll help us to always to take notice of what we're doing with the blood. God, I pray that You'll help us as we go from day to day to always to keep in mind, we never know when we might be the next one. And God, I just want to thank You for the assurance through Your word that if I am the next one, if I stand before You before I lay down tonight, I want to thank You that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to thank You for changing my life. God, I want to thank You for all Your blessings. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen.